Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
The co-owner and chef, Sarah Grunberg, is with us. Sarah, thanks for joining the show. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. And this has to be a pretty busy time. Are you at the restaurant?
I am snuck away in an office.
Okay, good. Good.
Yes.
So every Friday we like to feature some chefs and the people that obviously are well known in this town. And what I didn't know about you until I was looking at it this afternoon is that you're a Texas girl. Houston is where you first landed when you started cooking, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I lived in Houston for a while. My son was born in Houston. I could not find good Italian food anywhere in that city.
Yeah. I didn't know much about Italian food until I moved to Chicago. So that was ultimately what brought me to Chicago.
do you have some Italian in your roots?
I don't. I wish I did. But, you know, I love pasta. I love noodles of any type. You know, the first thing I ever loved cooking as a kid was mac and cheese. So, you know, I guess it all kind of starts from there, and the love of anything kind of dough and sauce, and it's just the ultimate comfort food.
And that's a hallmark of Monteverde, right, is that it's all homemade pasta. So give me an idea of, like, how many noodles you're making in any given night or that you're serving.
Oh, man. Well, we make 8 different pastas on our menu, and we also have a variety of gluten-free pasta, too. So, you know, I haven't done the full kind of bracket there of how many versions you could get, but there is, you know, we sell a good amount. I would say probably, you know, 200 to 300 pastas a night.
Yeah, that's a lot of pasta.
It is. It is.
Sarah received her first James Beard Foundation Award for Best Chef Great Lakes. That was in 2017. You've seen her on Bravo's Top Chef, Food Network's Iron Chef Gauntlet, WTTW, Dishalicious. I can go and watch episodes, but it's not in current production, right?
No. We did 3 episodes, and we were able to tape in front of a live studio audience. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, they're staged away. You can take a peek.
I saw that you had a chance to cook with Rick Bayless, and I think there seems to be a camaraderie among all the chefs in Chicago. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, absolutely. We all learn from each other and get advice, and, you know, from all types of things, not just cooking, from management to benefits to where did you find that fish or chicken.
You know,
right. We always are trying to gain inspiration, and this city is so supportive in our restaurants and chefs.
Because it is unusual in most major cities, isn't it more cutthroat and competitive?
You know, I don't know if it's like that as much anymore. I think most chefs and restaurants all realize this is a hard business. Let's support each other.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of dining around, you know, places to dine.
And I think that a lot of people, you know, for some, seeing the bear seem Jeremy Allen White and the frenetic pace of just trying to cook Italian beef, I think people still have that view of the kitchen, and it's just not that chaotic anymore, is it?
It depends. I mean, it's highs and lows, and it's adrenaline rush. I will tell you, if it's slow, our team wants it to be busier. And if it's too busy, our team wants it slower. So, you know, there isn't ever a perfect night. I would say it's always a mix of different things that happen. It's interesting how it's always kind of a flow. And I think chefs like to be busy. We like to keep our hands busy, our minds busy. We're always on to the next idea or the next thing. So I think as hard and as stressful as it looks, we all kind of like that.
Have you watched that show?
I've watched a couple episodes, and I'm a big fan, but I haven't had a ton of time to binge watch lately.
Because as the co-owner and the chef, it's really a 24-hour job, right?
It is. And, you know, the older I get and the more I run and own a restaurant and wake up in the middle of the night and look at a text or an email or wake up in the morning, you know, I just need more of a little bit of a break. So we've been listening to a lot of music, and we got a record player. So honestly, selfishly, we've been doing a lot more music at home and just trying to kind of veg out versus get the adrenaline back pumping again.
Sarah, I love that you called it a record player because I still do too. And my kid's like, it's a turntable. I'm like, you just haven't been around long enough.
It's a record player. And there's something great about listening to a whole album. So,
what kind of advice can you give novice chefs? Okay, so I choose one day a year to make homemade pasta because I find it to be so stressful. And it should be easy because I've seen old Italian women make it. And it's like nothing. They're talking. They're not even looking at it. They're not measuring. And for me, I'm very concerned about it. So if people are making fresh pasta at home, what are some tips you could give us?
Well, you just, kind of softballed those for me because I always tell people the first thing is pasta knows when you're scared. So the fact that you're making it once a year and already nervous before making it, I hate to say you might be setting yourself up for a little bit of challenges.
Yeah, I
always like to say, like, try to make it a more often if you have time. But also, I think, like, have a cup of tea, have a glass of wine, kind of relax and give yourself time. Pasta is something you can't just rush into. My advice would be to make your dough the day before and, break it up into a few things, have your sauce ready, and then get your family together and help roll or shape or fill the pastas as you, whatever shape you're making. I think the biggest mistake people make is the hydration of the dough. And so, not all eggs are the same and not all, flour has the same humidity. And Chicago, honestly, isn't the same humidity all the time. So you have factors that are hard to navigate naturally.
Huh. Kevin is the foodie on our show too. Kevin, do you and Bridget make pasta at home?
I have not. We do have I do want to try it. Sarah, the question I have for you, I'm a foodie. I love to cook, certainly not a chef or anything, but social media has provided a platform for so many home cooks, and a lot of them have built huge followings. They're not chefs, they're just home cooks, but what do you make of that? As an actual trained chef, do you see stuff on social media or people who aren't actually chefs who really do have a following on social media? Does it bother you at all, or do you think it's good just in general for the food scene?
It definitely doesn't bother me. I think it's good for the food scene and for people being excited to learn more about food. Even my chef friends, when we get together, we're like, oh my gosh, did you see that new popcorn Rice Krispie treat thing that was on on TikTok? So, like, I think there's, like, there's no rules, right? But I think for chefs, we feel like we have to be, a little bit more careful and with our ideas and kind of how we're cooking, I'm not saying I'm just going to start, like, breaking all my spaghetti in half and throwing it in a pot of water, it's just, I think
you're
it's
judged.
Pretty fun, and I think it's entertainment. But it's definitely, for me, being a chef is my craft and my passion, and being a home cook and a restaurant cook are two separate things that I both love.
Please don't break the pasta. I've seen a number of those things show up.
I can't handle it.
That are like, oh my God, what is she or he doing? Ah!
Yes.
So, yes, Sarah, what should people, if they were to visit Monteverde, and you obviously have such a huge following, but what's the one thing that a new visitor should absolutely try before they leave?
Oh, that's a hard one. I mean, the first dish that comes to my mind actually isn't pasta, but it's our burrata and ham, which is made with our little tagliatelle breads. And you make these little sandwiches with prosciutto and burrata and a fruit mostarda that you make. And I think it's one of the most delicious bites ever. Super comforting, super delicious. They're hot and crispy and melty and gooey.
You already made us hungry. Thank you for joining us. Continued success. Monteverde.
Thank you.
Tell everybody the address.
Yes, we're at 1020 West Madison Street in the West Loop.
Make a reservation. Have a great weekend, Sarah. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you.